And we're just about at the end of the current section of the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show. But got a couple more things before we go and dive into the flashback, which I think you'll find interesting. Although 20 years old, nearly, still the same issues, sadly, are with us today, pretty much. But here is the audio version, and really it's only audio that you would get even if you saw the video part of it, from Anonymous, which threatens action over Sacramento homeless stance, according to this story by McClatchy from last year. I'm kind of looking back on something that happened then. Anonymous actually took action in Santa Cruz to protest the sleeping ban here in December of 2010. And not sure if our old man, Commander X, Christopher Doyen, actually a young man, fairly young, certainly younger than me, who was involved in the Peace Camp 2010 protest and who later actually decamped from the U.S. to avoid prosecution for some of us, what some of us regard as patriotic activity, challenging through hacking into and engaging in attacks on the some of the county websites of cities that had some of the city websites, I should say, and I guess county websites too, of areas that had criminalized homeless people and weren't seeming to be changing their minds about it. What that meant was essentially flooding the websites or their incoming electronic equipment, so that for a period of time it was disabled as far as normal business goes. And I don't know if this actually caused any real problems in terms of actual human problems, other than it upset the bureaucracy. Commander X has published two books, which I've attempted to read some of, but haven't really gotten too far with. But you can find he's writing a third book. I think he's still in exile in Canada. And I don't know, I have no idea if this is his voice. I probably isn't. Okay. Anonymous is an organization with numerous people in it. And it kind of, I don't know if it predates WikiLeaks or is around the same time as WikiLeaks. But it involves activists who are trying through whatever means they can to erode the imperial fist that is repeatedly coming down on not just the people of the world, but also on those of us who are living off, ripping off, and sucking off the people of the world. And yeah, that's you and me, folks, generally, people listening to this, whether we haven't agreed to it, but we, I guess, agreed to it by not fighting it in our daily lives. It's very hard to fight, so it's not something that, you know, ordinary people would normally do if you have to be concerned about the safety of your family and so forth, but perhaps it's something we all should be doing if we want to have families down the road or protect those we already have. I remind you that nuclear war is 10 minutes off the coast, and it really it's the biggest military appropriation since World War II proportionately. Well, in absolute terms for sure, but in terms of the actual dollars at the time that they were worth, this is the biggest military appropriation since the middle of the war. I'm not quite sure which war it was passed a couple days ago, with only 9 Democrats dissenting, along with some 60-odd Republicans. Yeah, I know all you Republican haters, you know, what's that all about? Well, probably, you know, who knows? I haven't gotten into the details, but it certainly shows that all those great Democrats that are running for the who's going to be the finger-on-the-button person that we're all going to have so much confidence in, are mostly voting, almost invariably voting the wrong way on the most basic issues. And to trust them is ridiculous, in my view. And then you have to, of course, decide what you want to do based upon your understanding of these realities. Anyway, here's Anonymous, which is taking issue with Sacramento's ban on urban camping, which released this video back on, wow, it's actually further back than I thought, January 7th, 2016, threatening unspecified action and saying the group will bring the formidable talent of Anonymous to your city. Now, I don't know if they ever did, and I may try to do a little research on that, but I thought this would be interesting to hear. Assuming we can hear anything.
Greetings, City of Sacramento. We are the Resistance. It has come to our attention that you continue to deny the homeless of your city their basic human rights, as well as rights guaranteed by Amendment 8 of the United States Constitution, as stated by the Justice Department in its filing and found on justice.gov. It should be uncontroversial that punishing conduct that is a universal and unavoidable consequence of being human violates the Eighth Amendment. Sleeping is a life-sustaining activity, i.e., it must occur at some time in some place. If a person literally has nowhere else to go, then enforcement of the anti-camping ordinance against that person criminalizes her for being homeless. Many homeless individuals are unable to secure shelter space because city shelters are over capacity or inaccessible to people with disabilities, said Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Vanita Gupta, head of the Civil Rights Division. Criminally prosecuting those individuals for something as innocent as sleeping, when they have no safe, legal place to go, violates their constitutional rights. Moreover, enforcing these ordinances is poor public policy. Needlessly pushing homeless individuals into the criminal justice system does nothing to break the cycle of poverty or prevent homelessness in the future. Instead, it imposes further burdens on scarce judicial and correctional resources, and it can have long-lasting and devastating effects on individuals' lives. No one wants people to sleep on sidewalks or in parks, particularly not our veterans, or young people, or people with mental illness, said Director Lisa Foster of the Office for Access to Justice. But the answer is not to criminalize homelessness. Instead, we need to work with our local government partners to provide the services people need, including legal services, to obtain permanent and stable housing. Your actions on the night of January 2nd, including the arrest of 7 activists, is unacceptable. The confiscation of tents and bedding further puts your homeless in harm's way. Therefore, we ask politely that an immediate moratorium on enforcement of the Do Not Rest statute be imposed while interested parties negotiate a solution. During this 60-day period, a good faith effort will be made to accommodate the homeless in your city. We applaud the efforts you have made to provide for some of your homeless population. There is more work to be done. Should you decide our request is untenable or refuse to honor it, we will bring the formidable talent of Anonymous to your city. We would prefer to work on solutions. You have our attention, and therefore the attention of the world. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. United as one, divided by zero. Expect us. Operation Right to Rest, engaged.
And a subsequent story, several days later, January 14th, 2016, city official personal information released by Anonymous Group. AP, Anonymous supporters of a Sacramento homeless protest, have used social media to promote the home addresses and phone numbers of members of the city council. The Sacramento Bee reports it's unclear who posted the information online, but Twitter accounts linked to international hacking group Anonymous and the Operation Right to Rest movement linked to the information. Both groups are supporting activists trying to overturn the city's anti-camping ordinance. Sacramento Police Chief Sam Somers Jr. says his department is looking into the postings. He says a lot of information is accessible from the public websites and a lot of personal information posted is inaccurate. Spokesmen and organizers of the homeless camp outside City Hall could not be reached for comment on Wednesday morning. Point being here that essentially holding city officials accountable for what they're doing in terms of supporting or not blocking police abuse against people exercising their constitutional rights is a form of direct action. And all they're doing, of course, is letting the public know where these city officials live, who they are, how they can be contacted, other than through what is probably a bureaucratic maze and trying to reach the city officials in any meaningful way through the actual government agency. And at the time, this created a lot of media in January of 2016. I'll see if I can find anything that updates the situation. I think there have been recent lawsuits that have failed to overturn the anti-camping ordinance in Sacramento, but let me check. But unfortunately, I'm running up against the clock, so what I'm going to do instead is hope to look into this maybe by next show or one of the subsequent shows that comes up. We'll be coming back on Thursday, of course, at 6 o'clock, assuming that I have some material to provide for you. Coming up next is the June 22nd, 2003 flashback of the show that happened at that time. You'll get my roundup of events around specifically the move-along law, which is still in the books in Santa Cruz. The law makes it illegal to set up a political table or even sit with your hat or play a musical instrument with a display device, as to say an open guitar case seeking funding, for more than an hour, regardless of the wishes of the people around you, regardless of the feelings of the merchants in the stores nearby. It just simply sets you up for a $200 or $300 citation if you do. I'm not sure there have been any citations issued recently for this, but it is still on the books. There will also be a discussion of the Pacific Trading Company's theft of planter sitting spaces, where they colluded with the redevelopment agency of the city to remove the planter sitting areas in front of the Pacific Trading Company, which is also close to Forever 21, which was then Borders, I believe. Then there's discussion of anti-homeless permit parking that was just then beginning in the Harvey West area, thanks to a then-mayor, Emily Riley, who still runs a bakery, by the way, in town, in case you want to commend her on her anti-homeless activity. I think it's Emily's Good Things to Eat. That's on Laurel and Mission Streets. Then we're going to be having some interviews with Gina, Warren West, and Gabe. Traveling Tom Noddy, the bubble performer and street performer advocate, will be discussing, actually comes into the studio to co-host and has some lengthy conversations on the city council's essentially restrictions on street performing everywhere on Pacific Avenue except in certain small zones. It has not gotten any better. Some would say it's gotten worse since then, although there has been some unclear changes since the beginning of the year. He also talks about juggle crime and other council-created infractions. Skidmark Bob Duran calls in on the perils of performing, and Lighthouse Linda Lemaster talks about community law. Then we have another segment which I was not able to place in terms of its actual... It's sometime during 2003 in the summer. We have a conversation between Justice Now, Joe Williams, as I call him, Traveling Tom Noddy, and Mad Tune Mike True, as I call him, who actually won a lawsuit against the city suing Butchie Baker, the eager anti-homeless police officer who was also shot dead in 2013 and has been the focus of a lot of commemorative activity, I believe unjustified commemorative activity, all about repealing the downtown ordinances. You'll hear Andrea Tischler, who at one time ran a medical marijuana activism here in Santa Cruz, or was a part of it, talking about ID cards by the soups, and more. So tune in for this flashback. That's about it for this edition, however, of the now part of this particular, I hope to have more next time anyway. Thanks for listening, and if you want to reach me with reports of your own or questions, comments, you want to reply to something you've heard on this stream, 423-4833 is the phone number to call, 423-4833. I also remind you that there's a $300 reward if you find us a 10x10 studio space, which means simply a place we can rent, or an area in a backyard where we can build our own structure. And we have done this in the past. We need access to electricity, internet, and a bathroom. Also, we're looking for a place to set up a transmitter antenna, which we hope we'll be able to find, because it will put us back on the air. Right now, as you probably know, we're already on the stream, or only on the stream. You can hear us on the internet, but you can't pick us up on your radio, which really is the point of Free Radio Santa Cruz. $300 if you find us a place for a year. And less, if you find us a place for less than a year, give me a call at 423-4833, and I'll pass on the word to the collective, my collective cronies on Free Radio. And you're also invited to join the Free Radio Collective. We need more people. We have some space. We aren't going out on the air, but we are going out on the stream. And there still are some diehards who listen to us. So think about that. Enjoy this June 22nd, 2003 flashback. Thanks.